75 degrees at 8:55. Time to check on the commodity markets on this Thursday morning. We bring in Ellen Dearden with AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian.
Well, some new highs in the soybean market this morning, Ellen. What's driving that today?
Oh, I think we're just talking about a lot of new sales coming in this June-July time period. The rumor is that China is booking beans out of the U.S. for that slot, so we're seeing heavy bull spreading. Note that even though the July made a new high for the move here, November was unable to take out that April high that we put in at $10.79¾. So it's lagging just a bit, but we're seeing strong interest in the bull spreads, good volume again. There's also awfully good crush margins right here on the July-August time frame, and so that entices crushers to continue to try to buy beans off producers. I thought it was interesting yesterday with a big rally that we had both in the corn and the beans that the basis levels, the cash levels, stayed neck and neck with the futures and actually improved in the western areas at processors. So we're seeing some real interest in the cash commodity. The bean oil is kind of leading this morning on the bean complex, up about 35 cents right in here, and talk about the monsoons being awfully slow to develop in Malaysian palm oil areas. The corn market, I continue to be amazed that the corn market's continuing to work higher. We're up above $4 in every month. Even this nearby July saw awfully good support yesterday at $4 and bounced up, made a 416 high overnight. We're trading up a penny and three quarters right now. The December's up about a penny. Only the far deferred months aren't able to hold gains. I think we are seeing end users more comfortable talking about $4 corn, even though we saw a little flurry of farmer selling. The wheat market, too, is higher, up about 3 to 2 cents. We're seeing this 475 area, July is just above that. That's about the middle of a wide trading range. So we're still in a sideways there in the wheat. On the livestock side of things, Brian, we're looking at higher markets in the hogs again. Continue to see high range close yesterday in the hogs, so we're up anywhere 10 to about 55 cents. The feeder cattle are struggling just a bit in the front months with the August down about 22, 30 cents right now. The Octobers and Novembers are just slightly higher. On the fed cattle side of things, only the June's holding a small gain while other months are down 12 to 17. We are seeing a bit of an overbought market in the live cattle. However, the packers are short-bought, and I would anticipate that we will see cash prices come in at higher levels for the week, which would be pretty encouraging. The crude market had been holding around $49, down now at $48.21, down about 80 cents. The dollar is traded to both sides already this morning, just slightly firmer at this stage of the game. I think it is noteworthy that China is still talking about auctioning off corn, not probably a big issue, but at the same time, record high levels of pork prices in China. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. It's 8:59, 76 degrees right now. Weather-wise today, beautiful day outside, mostly sunny skies with a high of 82 degrees. North winds up to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight, down to a low of 60. Mostly sunny tomorrow, a high of 82 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3, Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.